Dit is een podcast van de AVRO.
Het is een fijn moment in dit programma. De Roadshow gaat eindelijk internationaal. Vandaag hebben we voor de allereerste keer op de vrijdagmiddag een buitenlandse artiest, in dit geval een artieste, te gast. En wat voor eentje, ze heeft een strot. Het is ongelooflijk. In de studio zit niemand minder dan Beth Hart.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah, I just woke up, but there you go.
I can imagine it feels like morning for you, because you had a performance yesterday evening in a Royal Theatre in Amsterdam.
Correct.
How was that?
It was fantastic. It's one of the most enjoyable shows I've had in so many years. Since Paradiso DVD, it was my favorite show.
And why is that?
I don't know. It was just one of those magical nights where everything came together and the audience was great and the sound was amazing. It was such a good night, man.
And it seems like that every show you plan in Holland sells out immediately, or almost immediately.
I'm so lucky, man. I count my stars, too. Can't believe it.
Are you more popular here in Europe than in your own country?
Oh, well, I don't tour my country, but there's a bed of people there. It's just so expensive to tour. So this year's the first year I'm going to start touring more the United States, which I'm so excited about. Cool. But there's something special about it here for me. I mean, it started back, 7-8 years ago with that show, that DVD. And then ever since then, it just seems like my relationship with the people in Holland have just become like a family, you know? So it's like coming home. I've been staying at the same hotel since 96.
Oh,
I
really?
Get there and they're like, hey, man, welcome back.
So the people back on the counter say, well, hey, welcome back. Wow, that's amazing. Your new album is called My California. I've read that you wrote and recorded the songs at the same time.
Yes.
Is that true? Why did you do that?
Yeah, you know, I don't know why we did it. It just came out that way. We knew we had a concept record, and we knew that we were going to basically write the record together with Rune Westberg. He was the producer. So every day I'd come in, we would start writing in the morning, and if we finished the song by the afternoon, we would just lay down the pianos and the vocals for the record, and later we would build the music around it. And at first, I think we were just thinking demos, but then by the end, the process was so real between us. We were enjoying it so much, what we had. We were like, frick it, that's the beginning of the record. Let's just use it. So, yeah.
The songs on the album, My California, seems to be more quiet than...
Yes, it's a soft record, yeah. And that was a concept. Do one record before I died that I didn't scream the whole time. And I just told stories.
But it's still very, very personal, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
How
definitely.
Is that? Because I can imagine that people don't make a photo album of, let's say, a bad period in their lifetime.
Yes.
And your songs are like pictures of sometimes very difficult periods in your life that you have to remember all the time when you sing the songs. How is that?
Well, this record particularly was of the last few years, because right before I made the record, I had a really, really hard time. And it's just kind of the way my brain works. I'm doing well, I'm going along, I'm enjoying life, and then I dive into a funky place, which makes for good songwriting later, but sometimes it's dangerous, you know, in living. So another one happened, and I got through it, and I just figure... It feels more comfortable to me to be honest with people about things that are going on than trying to pretend like everything is great all the time. I just can't do that. So not because I'm more honest or anything. It just feels more comfortable to be open about things like that. Maybe because people have been open with me and it's helped me so much. So I feel like if I go through something and I share it, God, maybe somebody will get something out of that too. So it doesn't go in vain. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. But isn't it difficult to have that memories back over and over again when you sing the songs?
It isn't when I'm doing music. Sometimes it is when I'm, like, if I'm with my shrink and we're talking about stuff. Sometimes I'll leave and I'll be like, man, that was a bummer and I paid for it. But this, with the music, there seems to be like a cloud of little, you know, not to be sappy, but it seems like a cloud of spirit or angels or something come in the room and they're like, go for it. We got your back. It's going to be okay.
That's awesome.
Something about the music, yeah.
Let's jump into the cloud now.
Okay.
Which song are you going to do for us?
Well, I'm working on a new record. It's a soul record with Joe Barramassa. And it's all old school songs and covers of different artists, but it's a mix of jazz, blues, and soul. And a little rock and roll. So I was going to do one of the songs from that, which I love, called Chocolate Jesus.
Wow. Chocolate Jesus, live in the Roadshow. Beth Hart.
Yes, all right. Well, I don't go to church on Sunday. I don't get on my knees to pray. Don't memorize the books of the Bible,
I'm on special way. Yeah, I know Jesus, he loved me. Maybe just a little bit more. If I got down on my knees every Sunday at the Revelry's candy store. Well, it ain't got to be a chocolate Jesus to make me feel so good inside. He got to be a chocolate Jesus to keep me satisfied. Well, I don't want no Abba Zabba. I don't want no almond joy. There ain't nothing better or suitable for this girl. Well, that the only thing that can pick me up is better than a cup of gold. Say only chocolate Jesus can satisfy my soul. Oh! But when I get so rough and it's whiskey in the shade, best to wrap your savior up in cellophane. Flows like the big money, but that's okay.
Wow, een primeur. Is it going to be on your next album, this song?
Yes.
Chocolate Jesus. Is,
yeah.
is it the Tom Waits song?
How'd you know?
Yeah, I just wondered from who it was, but because I knew it very, very...
I love him.
Cool. Yeah. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
Bad Heart live in de studio. Wil je terugkijken? Dat kan vanmiddag via avroroadshow.nl.
Dit was een podcast van de Avro. Wij maken tientallen podcasts per week. Van klassiek tot pop, van actueel tot Avro-archief en bijzondere radio-uitzendingen en speciaal voor podcast gemaakte programma's. Kijk op avro.nl/podcasting voor een compleet overzicht. Wij bieden als luisteraar alle vrijheid, nu en in de toekomst.